Great poets can paint pictures with words. Srila Rupa Goswami will now describe with words and paint a picture that's described in three verses of the 10th canto, 15th chapter, about Krishna returning home from the forest after a day of cowherding. Please see with your ears, which we usually don't do, but see with your ears and see Krishna returning home. This is called Sri Keshava Astaka. And in my mind, there is a surprise in this prayer. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He wears a Priyaka flower earring, and on his head, he has a crown of fully blossomed Malati flowers, and he's wearing a Brahmin thread of small, fragrant, and charming white jasmine flowers. Now this one, please listen carefully, and then we're going to ask you to enter into the mood a little bit. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. He's happily calling his stray Sarabi cows. Oh, Pashangi!
Oh,
Pashangi! Oh, Manikastini!
Oh,
Manikastini!
Oh,
Panatashringi!
Oh,
Pingichana!
Oh,
Madangamuki!
Oh,
Dumali!
Oh,
Shabali!
Hamsi
Vamsi
Priya!
I worship Lord Keshava because this is going on and Krishna's returning with thousands of Sarabi cows, with thousands of boys, all singing and dancing along with him, and at the other end, in the town of Nandakan, awaits all the residents of Vrindavan who haven't seen him during the day, and they are missing him terribly. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest on the pathways of Braja. With the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert at the art of pleasant jokes. He makes them smile and laugh. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. His cheeks are licked by a stream of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from Giriraj Govardhan, and his curling black locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of bees. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. He beautifies the path with the marks of his feet, and he wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feather move with the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. With the playful and sweet music of his flute, he delights the heart of Braja's queen, and he makes all the gopis in their homes happy at heart. He makes the hairs of their bodies stand erect with ecstatic joy. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. He is worshipped by the gopis who mount the roofs of their palaces and meet him from the roofs On the path, they meet him with 100 manners of their dancing glances and their gentle smiles. The corner of his eyes wander around the gopis. May Vishaka's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness and unwavering love for his lotus feet to the splendidly intelligent persons who attentively read and hear these 8 verses, which are a glorious festival for all the gopis.